Yesterday, Saraji explained the fifth Nayana and Avarana, and Saraji will continue to explain today. Among the eight Nayana and Avarana, the fifth is most important. By having discriminating knowledge, analytical knowledge, having faith and confidence in the truth, as much one has faith and confidence, one will be able to practice till one reaches one goal. But if there is uncertainty and doubt will not lead the person anywhere, and it will be useless. Yesterday, Saraji explained vijigicca, skeptical doubt, with the example that is given in the text. Vijigicca is compared to a traveler who is traveling with his or her luggage. When coming to a fork road, the person is confused which road to take. In confusion, the person stops at the fork road, not being able to decide which road to take, and the person gets looted by robbers, captivated, and killed by looters. And this example is compared to vijigicca, skeptical doubt. And this example, it also is a suitable example that is in accordance with the situation in the present time as well. And Saraji will continue to explain. When the traveler is confused, not being able to make a decision at the forked road, the person is looted of his belongings, and thus the person loses the belongings. In the practice, when vijigicca, skeptical doubt, arises, the person will not have chance to develop kusala, wholesomeness. Especially when the person has vijigicca, skeptical doubt, the person will not be able to practice to uplift oneself in order to free oneself from the gravity of defilements. And thus, having vijigicca, skeptical doubt, confusion, the person will not be free from the suffering of the rounds. And thus, one should prevent vijigicca from arising. And if vijigicca arises, one should cure it right away by being mindful. Only if one can practice continuously without stopping and resting, one will be free from the suffering. And the example is given here when one really has to go to a place where there are contagious diseases and illnesses. One should take prevention so that one does not get afflicted by these illnesses. And nowadays, there are people who have confusion and doubt. And when they meet with people of other belief who are eloquent in talking, who can make even a statue smile, these people will easily be persuaded to other beliefs. And thus, vijigicca is compared to a forked road, as taught by the Buddha. Vijigicca, skeptical doubt, arises based on eight things. According to the text, one can have doubt in the Buddha or the virtue of the Buddha. and one can have doubt in the virtue of the Sangha. One can have doubt in the three trainings, Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom. And one can have doubt and confusion in the aggregates that arose in the past, the physical and mental phenomena that arose in the previous existence, and also the aggregates that are to arise in the future, the physical and mental phenomena that are to arise in the future, and also the aggregates that are arising at the present moment, and also the paticca-samuppada dependent origination. So in these eight things, one can have confusion and doubt based on these eight things. Saraji has to explain on these eight things where doubt and confusion can arise, but here Saraji will not have enough time to explain one by one. Nowadays, there are four things the person can have vichikicca, skeptical doubt. The first one is the teacher who guides the way. The second is the method of practice. And the third, that by practicing the method, one gains supramundane knowledge. And the fourth is in oneself. So based on these four things, one can have doubt and confusion. Such kind of doubt and confusion are to be dispelled so that it will be smooth in the practice of vipassana, and one can realize magaphala jnana, path and fruition knowledge, and realize nibbana. And one should practice aiming in order to gain magaphala jnana, in order to realize nibbana. And the late Venerable Mahasi Saraji explained sila visuddhi, how one can purify one's morality. Mahasi Saraji explained starting from purification of the morality. And in the book, The Method of Vipassana Practice, as the late Venerable Mahasi Saraji had arranged, in the third and fourth chapters, they are very clear explanations. And also, in chapter 5, there mentions that by me being mindful in every posture, walking, standing, sitting, lying, bending, stretching, as well as other activities, by being mindful of them, one can cultivate kusala, wholesomeness. So one should not have doubt or confusion whether it is wholesome or not by being mindful in these postures. By being mindful at the moment of walking and so on, one will discern the physical and mental phenomena that is involved in the walking by being mindful at the moment of walking. In the walking, when lifting, there is the series of intention to lift. Because there is the series of intention to lift, the lifting arises in series. And by being mindful at the moment lifting arises, one comes to discern the true nature in the lifting. In order to discern the true nature, one should note it with sustained mindfulness so that the mind will fall calm and collected on the object. Having Kanika Samadhi, momentary concentration, one will discern the true nature, the true characteristics. One will first discern unique individual characteristics. After discerning unique individual characteristics, from then on, one will also discern the common characteristics of impermanence, suffering, and non-self. One is sure to discern these characteristics by being mindful of the object. But if the person is thinking, imagining, gazing, one will not be discerning these characteristics. One discerns by being mindful. And in Satipatthana, one can know that one discerns by the term sampajanya. Buddha used the word sampajanya. In the word sampajanya, sanjanya means knowing, discerning correctly, completely by oneself. And pajanya means knowing distinctly. One comes to know, discern distinctly what is nama rupa, cause and effect, impermanent, suffering, and non-self. In this way, one discerns distinctly in a clear-cut manner. What the person discerns through the practice by being mindful is not the theoretical knowledge. It is not the speculating knowledge, but one discerns outstandingly. One discerns outstandingly on these nama rupa in the way they are. Especially from the stage of Udiyabhaya Jnana, insight into arising and passing away, one discerns even in minute details without missing. At that stage, one will no longer be on the form or shape or the manner, but one discerns the true nature in the minute details. And at times, there is only the noting mind that is left. Sampajanya, there will be sampajanya, one discerns correctly, completely, by oneself, distinctly, outstandingly. Atapi, meaning one should have ardent effort. Satima, meaning one should have sustained mindfulness. By having these factors, the mind will be free from lobha, the mind will be free from raga mala, the dirt of lust, and one will be free from defilements. Being free from extreme form of raga, as well as dosa and moha. The mind being calm, serene, sadha, faith and confidence, arises amazingly, outstandingly. Through the practice, one comes to acceptance, confirmation that one reaches that stage of level through the practice in a correct way, in the correct method. In this way, sadha, faith and confidence become amazingly strong. At that stage, no other person has to encourage him or her, but through the experience of his or her practice, developing knowledge the person builds up strong faith and confidence. There will not be lust, there will not be greed, there will be aloba, non-greed. One will not have lust on anything, but the mindfulness become continuous one after another. And also, one will not have anger or aversion on undesirable things. In this way, dosa, anger, has no chance to arise. Dosa is suppressed. Having viriya, effort, sati, mindfulness, samadhi, concentration, the mind is pure, clean, blameless. And it is called kusala, wholesome, anavaja, blameless, faultless, being free from all the burning and suffering, and the mind is wholesome and lovable. The mind will be wholesome every time there is mindfulness, and one should have faith and confidence that by being mindful, one develops vipassana. Not being mindful, one will not develop vipassana. So in this way, there should not be confusion or doubt that by being mindful, one develops vipassana. By practicing without confusion and doubt, these beautiful mental factors will be cultivated. The wholesome mind arises continuously. The wholesome mind is continuous and strong. And thus, the mind will be blameless, faultless. And one gets the benefit of sukha vipaka. One gains good results, having happiness. And such kind of happiness is not like the sensual happiness. But the kind of happiness gained through the practice is very good and wholesome, that excels many times than the sensual happiness. At some knowledges, one gains unrelinquishable, unique kind of happiness. And in higher knowledges, one gains calm happiness. And when the person attains apavada, nibbana, there will be extinction. Practice without faith and confidence will lead to such benefit of realizing the cessation. And having the wish for the welfare and benefit of others, having the wish for the welfare of benefit for other person or group, wanting them to be free from enmity and danger, wanting them to be free from physical suffering, mental suffering, wanting them to be able to take care of themselves comfortably. Having metta in this way, one will be free from dosa. And by developing metta, loving kindness, one is free from the enmity of dosa. And having metta towards others, one will also be free from the defilements, as well as especially the dosa. If the person has lobha, dosa, and moha, one commits wrongdoings, and thus one will not be keeping the five precepts. In this way, indulging in the defilements, one commits wrongdoings, the five precepts are broken, and also the person torments other people. If the defilements are not suppressed, one indulges in these defilements, committing wrongdoings, and thus there can be attanuvarabhaya, the danger of being blamed by oneself, the danger of self-criticism, self-blame. Pranuvadabhaya, the danger of being criticized by the wise. The wise people will look down on such person. Dandabhaya, as the person commit wrongdoings that are unlawful, the person is punished by law, by authorities, imprisoned, and so on. And due to the bad volition, the person is led to lower assistances. It is dogati paya. But when one is free from enmity, one will be also free from these kinds of danger. By developing mitta, loving kindness, dosa is suppressed. One is removing the enmity, dosa. Radiating mitta towards others, may the beings be free from enmity and danger, means may they be able to observe the five precepts. At the moment one radiates mitta, the mind is free from dosa, the mind is free from defilements, and thus the mind is blameless and faultless, and one is cultivating wholesomeness. Every time one is mindful, the mind is wholesome, and also by radiating mitta, one cultivates samatha kusala. By practicing satipatthana meditation, one develops vipassana bhavana. There should be no doubt about it. Yogis should not have doubt in the practice based on these, based on what has been explained. And the late Venerable Mahasi Saraji explained much in detail in the book of the method of Vipassana practice, and there is not enough time to explain all of them. So one should not have any doubt that by being mindful of the physical and mental phenomena will develop Vipassana kusala. Having confusion, one will not cultivate the analytical knowledge that by being mindful of the nama rupa, one develops vipassana kusala. Not developing this analytical knowledge, one will not be cultivating nayana, the deliverance. Not cultivating nayana, one will not be able to be free from suffering through the practice, and one will not gain deliverance. And thus, vichikicca, skeptical doubt, is the obstacle. The confusion and doubt also hinders faith and confidence from arising, and thus the person, the doubt and confusion is obstructing, hindering faith and confidence from arising. Faith and confidence on eight things that are worthy of faith and confidence, Saddeya Vattu, And also it will hinder and obstruct the discriminating knowledge, what is wholesome. It will also hinder and obstruct faith and confidence in the meditation teacher, the meditating method, as well as in oneself. So in this way, faith and confidence is also hindered and obstructed from arising by vichikicca, skeptical doubt. In this way, the person will not have faith and confidence in things that are worthy of faith and confidence. In this way, vichikicca is obstructing and hindering the kind of analytical knowledge, and thus vichikicca is called nayanavarana. It is the obstacle of deliverance. The late Venerable Mahasi Sayadawji explained that vichikicca, skeptical doubt, can be deceiving. It deceives and pretends to be the investigating knowledge. Thinking vichikicca, skeptical doubt, as investigating knowledge, the person does not develop wholesomeness. And the late Venerable Mahasi Sayadawji encouraged that vichikicca, skeptical doubt, should be removed by being mindful of every arising object. One should prevent vichikicca from arising, and if vichikicca arises, one should dispel it, abandon it right away by being mindful. If one cannot remove vichikicca, skeptical doubt, vichikicca, skeptical doubt will hinder and obstruct so that one cannot be freed from the suffering. And especially, Sayadawji would like to remind that usually nowadays in schools, the school children are taught to reflect or to speculate and think. So they, in schools, it is taught that one should have thinking, and one should have intellectual thinking in order to gain knowledge. So when coming for practice, one should not be thinking that knowledge does not arise without thinking. So some of the people, they criticize that knowledge cannot arise without thinking, without the intellectual thinking, and that is not true with the practice. So in these people, vichikicca, skeptical doubt, is deceiving in the form of investigating knowledge. And so long as their view has not been removed, however they practice, they cannot attain supramundane knowledge. And thus, Sayadawji will like to remind not to be like that. Sayadawji went on to explain the sixth niyana and avarana. The sixth niyana is jnana, knowledge, and later on it will be explained. And the avarana, the obstacle, is the avijja, ignorance. Jnana is knowledge or knowing. Knowing the nama rupa, cause and effect, and so on. Avijja is the ignorance, not knowing
being dim, vague.
It is avijja, ignorance.
Jnana, riyana, niyana, meaning that knowledge, discerning, nama rupa, knowledge, discerning, cause and effect,
such knowledge are the deliverance of the noble ones,
being delivered from suffering.
Tenacha jnanena ariya neyanti. The noble ones gain deliverance by knowledge.
Avijja neyana varana. Ignorance, not knowing, knowing wrongly, is the obstacle, hindering, obstructing the deliverance.
Tenacha, tayaca avijaya nivutata jnana ariyana niyana napachana titi avijja niyana varana.
Ignorance is called the obstacle because when the person is entangled by avijja, ignorance, the person does not know that knowledge is the deliverance, and thus ignorance, avijja, is called neyana varana, the obstacle of deliverance.
Jnana is the knowledge, and in the practice, by being mindful of presently arising object, one can gain knowledge into nama rupa, cause and effect, and so on. For example, when noting hearing, noting it as hearing, hearing, at times, the person discerns the ear sensitivity where the hearing is taking place. Discerning the ear sensitivity where the hearing is taking place, when one is discerning the receptor element. And at times, the person discerns the sound that is being heard. The sound that is being heard is the striker element. And at times, the person discerns the hearing consciousness or hearing contact or hearing feeling. Discerning the hearing consciousness, hearing contact, and the hearing feeling, one discerns the nama, the mental phenomena. And in this way, one discerns the nama rupa. And by noting hearing, one can discern cause and effect. Because there are the ear sensitivity, hearing takes place. Because there is the sound that is heard, hearing takes place. And because there is the ear sensitivity and the sound that strikes, hearing consciousness, hearing contact, and hearing feeling take place. In this way, one discerns the cause and effect. Discerning of the cause and effect is called vijja parigraha jnana. Discerning the nama rupa distinctly is nama rupa parijeta jnana. So in this way, developing knowledge into nama rupa, cause and effect, such knowledge is the deliverance. And if the person continue to practice, the person is sure to attain the supramundane knowledge in this very life by practicing diligently. Avijja is the opposite. Avijja is the ignorance. Not being mindful of the object, not being mindful of the hearing, the person take it as it is I who is hearing. It is the person hearing, being hearing. So if the person know that it is the person hearing, being hearing, I hearing, it is not the correct knowledge. And the person also take it that it is the soul that is hearing.
hearing is done by the soul. In this way, there is the wrong view of jiva atta, individual soul, and thus the person does not know correctly. The person becomes dim and vague, not knowing, knowing wrongly. And based on the hearing that the person is not mindful of, the person believes that it is the creator that is creating. It is God that is creating. In this way, the person also believes in the creator. And such kind of belief is the blind belief or blind faith. And such kind of wrong view, such kind of avijja, ignorance, is the neyana varana, the ignorance being the obstacle. In the term jnana, the sub-commentary take the nama rupa pricheda jnana and pachya prigeha jnana, knowledge into mind and matter, knowledge into cause and effect, these two knowledges as jnana. But the late Venerable Mahasi Saraji defined that jnana is not only these two, but one should take vipassana jnana as well as the magga jnana as the jnana. And also, avijja is defined as the ignorance, not knowing nama rupa or cause and effect, as explained by the sub-commentary. But the late Venerable Mahasi Saraji defined that avijja is all kind of ignorance, not knowing and knowing wrongly. Because it is the vipassana practice, jnana, all the vipassana jnana should be taken as jnana. All the ignorance, delusion should be taken as avijja. By being mindful of whatever object that arises, in the noting, one discerns that the mind is the one that goes onto the object. The mind cognizes the object. The mind that cognizes the object, that take the object, is nama, mentality. The rupa, material phenomena, does not take the object. It does not cognize the object. So in this way, the one that cognizes the object, the one that takes the object, is the nama, mentality. Rupa, materiality, does not take object and does not cognize the object. So in this way, one should discern distinctly what is nama and what is rupa. And when knowledge becomes mature, one should discern that relevant cause is giving rise to relevant effect. And these nama rupa are arising as cause and effect. So in this way, one should be determined to come to acceptance, confirmation, and decision in discerning the nama rupa and cause and effect. So tomorrow, Saraji will explain from both theoretical and practical aspect. Today, time is up, so Saraji will stop here. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.